This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. It's a rough time to be a commuter in North Texas. The massive horseshoe projects rerouting downtown Dallas highways, 635's a mess, 820 and other freeways under construction in the mid-cities are swamped. So what's the answer? Urban planner Patrick Kennedy argues we should be tearing down highways, or at least one stretch of I-345 in downtown Dallas. Patrick Kennedy, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've been working on this idea for years. This week, you wrote a piece in the British newspaper, The Guardian, about Dallas. It's a pretty unusual idea, kind of a reverse field of dreams. If you tear it down, they will come. Can you explain how that would work?
That's very true. It's all about the relationship between transportation and real estate, really, and how land uses arrange around transportation. And the bigger and faster the roads that we build, the more people spread out. And so that tends to undermine density and walkability and whether transit can work efficiently. It really gets down to the idea of convenience. And in the outerlying parts of the city, convenience is all about if there are any cars on the road, is there free parking, is the parking, you know, available? Whereas in the city, if you want a thriving urban area, the convenience is totally different. It's about proximity. It's about being able to walk to places. It's about things being close to each other. And that's what really drives value in cities.
I want to play a piece of tape now. It's of you a couple months back speaking at the quote-unquote funeral for the Trinity Toll Road. Let's listen.
Though our work here is not entirely done, let this be the first of many victories for the people.
Amen!
And let the people be empowered, which will then empower the politicians to stand up for us. And let the next one be 345.
Yes!
Kind of a revival service there. Do you see any signs of political support for this idea?
Absolutely. It's actually been quite stunning. You know, we're not naive. We knew that this was going to be a very difficult. But we felt it was worth having the conversation, and that was the very first point of this. And that tape was originally about the Trinity Toll Road,
right.
And the talk about 345 has been influential in starting to change minds about whether we really need highways through cities. And if you look at all the other cities that people love to visit around the country and around the world, they're not dominated by freeways in the core. The transportation is something different.
Your idea with I-345 is to take traffic off the highway and onto a boulevard through that part of town. Mm-hmm. That's almost 200,000 vehicles a day and a lot of 18-wheelers. Where do those go?
Well, from what we understand, only about 10% of the traffic is sort of long-haul freight, and that is a significant amount. But that's the kind of traffic that should be going around the city if it's not coming to the city.
Now, some of the criticism of your ideas is taken on kind of a racial tone. It's essentially saying that this is a group of white intellectuals making it harder for African Americans and Latinos in South Dallas to get to work. How do you respond to that?
I think that's sort of a lazy and reflective response that happens to be sort of embedded in Dallas politics. But ultimately, what we're talking about is bringing jobs closer to South Dallas and steering investment around from the north side around to downtown. Again, so the jobs aren't continually spilling further and further and further away from South Dallas, but actually bringing them back to the city.
Your Guardian piece was headlined with a question, can Dallas kick its addiction to cars? I want to turn that just a little bit. Do you think Dallas wants to kick its addiction to cars?
Yeah, I do. We're effectively subsidizing land at the edge of town, cheaper land to get further and further and further away, and thus we have to drive everywhere. When 96% of trips are by car, but then we've got 20-25% of the population is below poverty, we're then pushing people and forcing people to have cars just to participate in the local economy and in a way that they can't afford right now.
Patrick Kennedy, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.